Is your life over after a car accident? Absolutely not. Do some auto insurance companies, employers, or long-term disability carers attempt to keep you under their thumb, so to speak, through harassment and intimidation after filing a claim? Do not feel ashamed or guilty because of current health conditions. Remember, they work for you and not vice versa. They're supposed to be there to help get you back on track or move to a new future, depending on injury. Your life still has value, and part of this value is enjoying life at comfortable levels. Many people have learned to adjust the world in ways which works for them. Now it's time to get creative. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this September 28, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog at Estra's TV. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is Estra, pronounced Estra. So visit Estra's blog tips on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and community from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person in pain and suffering and hurting from a traffic collision. Today's topic will be on you and entertainment with a disability. Today, people of all shapes, sizes, and abilities have decided that indeed this world is made for them too, and are reaching out of their past comfort zones to seek new adventures, enriching life. And entertainment is an aspect of the journey. By spending time seeking out new ideas, places, and people, whatever is personal preference, entertainment brings making life worth living by making fun memories. Also on our program today, personal injury in the news, providing comments on events and holidays of the coming week, my commentary on you and entertainment with a disability, and last but not least, a discussion on articles related to our topic. The Americans Disability Act law has made it easier for people wanting to be participants in daily public life to move around easier and to be contributors of society. Unfortunately, this Congress, which has shut down our government, is also the one and the same that refused to sign a treaty which would have added the United States to a list of countries that would have given this opportunity to more disabled people around the globe. Nevertheless, by never giving up, each generation makes strides to be inclusive in society. This includes enjoying fun things in our culture. Some activities are designed for people with injuries or disabilities, or the general population with accessible buildings and activities. It's important to recognize this opportunity and take advantage of the possibilities. Pain and suffering may follow you wherever you may go. By adding joy into the mix, one can remember that there is also many good things to look forward to and ways to fulfill your dreams. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on you and entertainment with a disability. Again, that's 718-766-4385. The after show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or on Twitter at Estra's Radio Show. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave a comment. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week. What impact of the U.S. government shutdown by the House of Representatives have on you and your family? Been harmed by their chaos? Angry? Give them a call and let them know. Dial 202-224-3121. Again, that number is 202-224-3121. And ask for the House of Representatives for your state. For example, Mine would be, for Washington State, is Jim McDermott. And I would leave a message saying, thank you for standing in for poor and ex-middle-class people by refusing to give up Obamacare. Please represent me as for the Affordable Care Act. Picking up the phone is perhaps the most difficult part. However, the more active you become, the easier it will be. And this is why they are there. Make sure to look past the fluff and to the suffering many people endure through sequestration and now a shutdown. Your vote counts in 2014, regardless of the hassles placed before you in taking this action. This act may be one of the most important activities for both you and your country. Our next notable mention is the opening of Obamacare. Over 4.7 million people went to the healthcare.gov exchange on the first day, which does not include individual state exchanges. In fact, there were so many people the first day the systems were overloaded. Yes, American citizens want healthcare available to themselves and their families, and they show this by participating in Obamacare. Everyone deserves the security of knowing healthcare is available when needed. Remember, the next time a party attempts to scare you into acting on their behalf instead of your own, remember them at voting time, because Americans need people who will act on their behalf, not on a selected few. You hold the keys by voting in 2014. Enough intimidation tactics that do nothing to increase job levels, reduce hunger in our communities, and eliminate homelessness for far too many Americans. Thanks, America, for showing that no matter how much rhetoric is thrown at you, that you know what you need and you go for it. Now for our personal injury section this week. There isn't anything new under the sun, but there is a lot of variety, especially when it comes to traffic collisions inside a vehicle, meaning a car wreck can include a single or multiple cars, bikes, bus, train or plane, or a pedestrian. This list is endless too. With winter quickly approaching, it could be with an animal such as a deer, maybe an earthquake, lightning, storm. The only common denominator is it's unexpected and an unknown outcome until it's over. This week, thousands of people are thinking back on the day of their accident experience. Some have a great deal of help and some none. No matter where you are or where your accident fits in this range, realize going forward, everyone has an opportunity to be restored and healed. Not because it is easy, and patience in this situation goes a long way, but by taking small steps and being encouraged, progress allows hope for a better future. So take hold and move forward regardless of the obstacles. Things you should know after a car accident. This is a new section to our program and will be used to highlight things perhaps encountered after a car accident. Our first article is Surveillance by Private Investigators and the Law, and it's for the state of Wisconsin. Other jurisdictions are most times similar, yet make sure to seek out information for your state. Scott Harrell is a managing principal of Compass Point Investigations, and he is the writer of the article. I'm just going to highlight some of the items. Make sure to visit Pursuit Magazine to read the full article. Quote, the laws pertaining to surveillance can definitely be a legal mine for private investigators. Our licensing does not bestow any type of extra powers, and we are bound by the very same rules relevant to criminal laws and any other private citizen. I need you to hear that again, because it's very important when you actually are facing harassment, intimidation from either auto insurance companies or employers or long-term disability carriers. It says, quote, our licensing does not bestow any type of extra powers, and we are bound by the very same rules relevant to criminal laws and any other private citizens. So I think that's important to know. So I'm just going to highlight through these articles a couple things I think are really important to hit. Another section that says, quote, if for any reason you have violated a subject's rights and are indeed found negligent in a court of law, not only can you or your agency be held liable, but the client hiring you or your agency can also be held liable for damages." End quote. So, in other words, if one of those three hires a private investigator to harass and intimidate you, that they are liable in conjunction with the people who hired them and any damages in which they've caused you, okay? Quote, "Conducting surveillance illegally is just not worth the consequences, i.e. losing your business, your license, your reputation. If for some reason you are placed in a situation that may involve trespassing, entrapment, or other violations, think before you commit," end quote. This tells you that some of the things, it's unfortunate that, in my opinion at least, it's unfortunate that some people do not follow those rules. And I suspect that some do carry out surveillance illegally. If you find that that's happening to you, make sure that you document it, because it's very, very important to be able to do that. Quote, "Some of the possible risks that may arise from physical surveillance are traffic violations, trespassing, roping and entrapment, invasion of privacy, and stalking," end quote. And typically, in my opinion, many disabled claimants who face surveillance may find some of those things happening to them. So that's why, to me, this article is very important for you to know what the law allows these people to do and when they've gone too far. Quote, "If you have an accident because of negligent acts committed during an investigation, your client will be held liable as well. This is not good for positive word of mouth advertising," end quote. Just imagine that. Being injured already, being harassed and intimidated, and then be hit by those people in another car accident. You know, those words WTF really come into play. You think that there's a lot of things going on, and already you're suffering and in pain and trying to work through issues, and all of a sudden you have these people harassing, intimidating you, and now they're going to hit you on top of that? Okay, so that's why you need to have this information. Quote, "Trespassing is simply the act of entering private property without the consent of the landowner. As an investigator, the key thing to remember in gathering your evidence, whether photographic or otherwise, is that if you violate trespassing laws while gathering your evidence, then all the evidence is going to be inadmissible in a court of law." And that is something that you should know, end quote. And in my opinion, perhaps some of the things that harassers do to you is to intimidate you, not that they're going to use it against you, is to make you overwhelmed with their behavior and maybe retract from whatever they want you to do, whether that's in your claim or something else that they're trying to kind of push you into. So it's just really good to know and to be aware of their behaviors, what's legal and what's not. Quote, Roping is the obtaining of information from another person by means of illegal deception. For instance, a private investigator acting drunk in a lounge in order to gain the confidence of a drinking buddy is roping a person, end quote. Let's see here. I'm going to go on here for a second. It says, roping, however, can also lead into nefarious acts such as dropping a bunch of loose change on a subject porch in order to videotape him bending over to pick up the coins during a disability assignment. Okay. So they constantly are doing all of these things, and in my opinion, it's unfortunate that rather than paying a claim, some companies might decide that it would be easier to, in my opinion, abuse their insurance. Okay, so one of the things I wanted to say about this is going back to this part of investigators acting drunk in a lounge to gain the confidence of a drinking buddy, and that's roping that person. Wherever you are, just in my opinion, you will see a lot of this. And it's, in my opinion, the reason why this is done is because there are no legitimate reasons for the harassment and intimidation. To me, this is a good example of greed, of trying to get out of a responsibility a company was willing to do initially when they thought they would never have to pay out a claim. Okay, let me go on. But I would go and read this article. I just found it really fascinating, a lot of the information. It says, in order to obtain evidence by means of pretending to be an accomplice in this situation, you must be absolutely sure of the following precepts. The plan and criminal intent must originate in the suspect's own mind, and the target must commit all of the essential elements of the crime, end quote. So just know that there are people out there who will do deviant things to and try to entrap you into things that you have no intention of anything remotely like it. So make sure that you just know that these are options and continue on with your healing and getting better, and just don't fall for these. Just know what the laws are and document it if somebody does some of these things to you. Quote, invasion of privacy. And it says, quote, invasion of privacy deals with the area of expected privacy by an individual. Any evidence obtained in violation of an individual's privacy will not be admissible in a court of law. Privacy is the condition or state of being free from public attention to intrusion into or interference with one's act or decisions. And I guess he's quoting that from Black's Law Dictionary, end quote. A lot of times, invasion of privacy is really, in my opinion, evident with disability surveillance. It is something that is very abusive when it's not for legitimate purposes. In my opinion, a legitimate purpose would be when you actually are not trying to create something, that you can see it there from a distance and you don't have to intrude in someone's life and it doesn't go on for a long time. Quote, surveillance in areas such as bathrooms, locker rooms, changing dressing rooms, bedrooms, and other areas where a person should expect a high level of personal privacy is off limits. Let me repeat that. Surveillance in areas such as bathroom, locker rooms, changing dressing rooms, bedrooms, and other areas where a person should expect a high level of personal privacy is off limits. A lot of times, people who are doing things perhaps illegally, they wouldn't be in those places. People who do illegal harassment, I suspect, would be in those places. So now that you know, though, quote, stalking is defined as a term used to describe unwanted attention by individuals and sometimes groups of people to others. Stalking behaviors are related to harassment and intimidation. And in my opinion, end quote, and in my opinion, stalking you will see a lot of, because sometimes people are attempting to pressure you to make you to get you to make mistakes. And I personally, that's where the harassment comes in. But one of the things I always say is to focus. Focus on you. Focus on what your goals are. Focus on where you need to be, how you want your healing to go, to move forward. Do not get caught up and stuck with where they are. Expose what they do, videotape what they're doing, and then move forward. Quote, this is the last section here. It says, bottom line, surveillance is to be covert and should never be openly and blatantly performed and never cause the subject to suffer any type of substantial emotional distress, end quote. Let me repeat that, because in my opinion and from my experience, this happens a lot of emotional distress. Quote, bottom line, surveillance is to be covert and should never be openly and blatantly performed and never cause the subject to suffer any type of substantial emotional distress. So now you know how far the people who you might be dealing with have gone with you, and make sure to document it. Last week, I put out a cyberbullying, stalking, and harassment survey. When you get a moment, please participate. It's quick and it's easy. It's at surveymonkey.com/S/D7HNS9K. Again, that's surveymonkey.com/S/D7HNS9K. Thank you for your participation. It takes all of us to make a difference. And now for my commentary on you and entertainment with a disability. Being injured from being in a car accident is no picnic. The pain and suffering, multiple medical appointments, dealing with insurance companies, and employers who may have delay, deny, harass, or intimidate takes a great deal of time, energy, especially when most individuals by this time have few resources. You may now know how to rely on others for assistance, recognize the loss of freedom, employment, and social activities that transform life. Yet taking a break from troubles can reinvigorate to a point of being able to handle issues with greater ease. Sometimes just a weekend getaway can help to restore balance after obstacles. Take time to reflect on current conditions and directions of future. while relaxing or having fun, even in the midst of discomfort, may bring creative ideas forth, which may bring ways to handle current troubles with less stress and with more options. Many injured people are faced with harassment and intimidation on the top of dealing with trauma from a traffic collision. Take time for yourself when the opportunities arise. As long as it can be added as a positive experience, doesn't add too much additional pain and suffering. Enjoy creating pleasant memories. Go for it. Just because you're hurt, there are opportunities to make life better, so take them. You are the most important person in this equation, and so is your recovery. Entertainment, which is accessible, can bring joy and laughter. Therefore, there is another side of pain. It is laughter and happiness, and this can be found by taking small steps back into a world that brings interesting, exciting events which allow growth to continue after a car wreck. You still have a life, so do not give it up for anyone. Keep dreaming, learning, and finding ways to be entertained. Again, comments on the topic articles reviewed today are my opinions and have no association with the writers, unless, of course, it's Esther's blog tips. I will be stopping making comments from time to time. What might some ways be to improve life? Vacations are always very helpful. You don't have to go far away. There are many locations close to home. Travel time will be short and the items needed will be few. The important thing is to relax. Whether you choose something very public or very private or something in between, make sure it provides what you need physically and emotionally to help with your healing. The key is to have fun and forget about your troubles. Remember to take your camera. More than likely, if under surveillance, harassers will follow. However, do not let them ruin your adventure. Perhaps a local ferry ride, walk through sidewalk marketplaces for a short period of time, just enough to provide you with the outing. What activities are you interested in trying that are safe for your condition? A massage, family time, cruise lines that are sensitive to the needs of injured people, just a simple car ride, going out to lunch, a concert with accessibility, a short stay at a hotel, a vacation dream spot that you've been thinking about for years, gentle recreational activity, travel to visit family or friends, time in a hot tub, playing with pets, or a good book such as Car Accident by Estra, which is available at all major bookstores. Remember, vacation is partly a state of mind, getting a position of being able to relax and enjoy life around you. This can be done even in the midst of pain. Give it a try and see. Also, do not let budget constraints prevent you from doing activities. Going to places such as the public library is another way to take a break. For planning a trip, one of my favorite places is Farmers, that's FRMMERS.com, and they have a section that's trip_ideas/disabled. So you might want to go out there and take a look. They've got some great ideas and some great recommendations. Also, you may want to give a try DisneysTouristBlog.com. Thank you for sharing part of your day with me. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's links. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, musicians or names of songs, Force M, Us Over Water, El Shaddai, Harvey and the Phenomenals, Steve Skeel, Lee Oscar, Latizan, Jaminda, Vita, Every Soul Has a Watcher, Sea Foam Green, and the articles that made our time more interesting. Make sure to tune in next week. Our topic will be you and your body after a car accident. Tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube, user Estra's blog, every Wednesday for video. Again, thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next Saturday.